For thousands of years, Christians had followed the example of Jesus, Jesus' command to baptize, and early Christians' leaders' teaching on baptism. Baptism, we believe, is an outward symbol of an inward spiritual change. Baptism also provides a moment of Christian initiation, the start of one's Christian life, a moment of salvation. Today, as we read from our text from Mark chapter 1, we look to how baptism is not only our beginning of our life with Christ, but also the process of redemption. Redemption is a spiritual act of salvation. But look to how renewal is not only a one-time act, but Christian renewal starts with our baptism of salvation and continues through our lives. We read from Mark's gospel starting in verse 4. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him. And they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Let us pray. God, open our ears to hear your word. Open our minds so that we can understand. And open up our hearts to receive your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For centuries, baptism has been described as the Christian initiation or the beginning of our life with Christ. Christian baptism is essential in the renewing of our minds, bodies, and souls. It is something that God does. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we are renewed. A pretty deep concept if you think about it. However, when we think about renewal, we don't normally think in such depth. To most of us, any language or concept of renewal or being renewed is much more pedestrian. We renew our online news subscription, a magazine, AAA membership, Netflix, or our Disney Plus membership. A few years ago, I called a credit card company stating that I no longer wanted their credit card. And the customer representative responded in a very nice voice, "I'm sorry to hear that you want to cancel your account, Mr. Rudnick. May I ask you why you don't want to cancel?" "Well," I said, "the card really doesn't provide any benefits that I don't already have with other cards. It's just not worth having." And so we proceeded to dialogue about the card and how I used it. At this point, I was frustrated because I just wanted to cancel the card. But after this back and forth, the representative replied, "Well, Mr. Rudnick, we really want to keep you as a card member. What if we renewed our relationship with you with a credit of $200 in your account?" "Well then," I said, "that changes things. Awesome, sure. Go ahead, put that on my account. Let's renew the relationship." And like that, I was renewed. And it only took $200. Don't we all wish every renewal can be that easy? We like things being renewed when it's easy, but the challenge is most renewal takes time, effort. Often when we think about renewal, we think about renewing something. However, in our scripture lesson, the topic of renewal is not centered around a thing, but renewing people. In Mark 1, we find John the Baptist baptizing. Mark records that this event as a renewal for people to turn to God. In Mark 1:4, John baptizes for the sake of repenting of sins, we learn. Baptism was practiced by God's people, the Israelites, for ritual purification. This was always done by the individual and not done to the individual. Here, John the Baptist is the one doing the baptizing for sins. This was revolutionary renewal. In essence, John the Baptist told the people to leave behind their sins, their wrongs to God and others. Paul wrote in Acts 19:4 that John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus. As Paul puts it very simply in Ephesians 4, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. In Christianity, we read of so many changes in the Bible and even in the Old Testament. But most people, we just don't like change. You or I like things the way they are or should be or have to be. However, our faith calls us not to be static, but ever-changing, because renewal is all about change. In reality, there are two types of change, good change and bad change. We think about good change. Baby is born, we win the lottery, somebody wants to credit our account $200. That's all good change. But what about bad change? We think about death or sickness, illness or loss, a broken marriage, a broken relationship. These are all the bad changes that we don't like in life. Change is all around us, and renewal is all around us. But the question is, when's the last time you've been renewed? Not too long ago, the Washington Post reported on a growing trend that we, most of us know of American suburbs, is the death of the shopping mall. The article wrote how baby boomers in the suburbs no longer have teens who want to hang out in the malls. And as we know, malls are dying. In fact, a specific kind of mall, it's the enclosed mall, the windowless exterior wrapped in yards of parking located off a highway interchange. The mall, as I tell my teenager, was once a place where everyone went, where teenagers were found skipping school. Now, don't do that, but they did that. Where you meet your friends and where you could buy all your Christmas presents all in one place. And I took my teen to Shopping Town Mall before COVID, and I told him of all the great things that used to be in there, all the shops, all the stores. But you know what? He just wasn't impressed. But a structural change has occurred. We now shop online, our phones and our tablets and computers. And the Washington Post article describes how these places, malls, have been renewed. They found that through the years that now town centers and lifestyle centers that much more closely resemble the old urban downtowns, community centers with sidewalks, public spaces, outdoor restaurants, that original indoor mall decades ago helped kill, that now that old-fashioned indoor mall now means the rebirth of shopping hubs that are more like Main Street. What's amazing about this change is that Americans are renewing the concept, but with an old concept. The new trend of town centers is just like how you would shop downtown 70 or 80 years ago. It's all about renewing something that is dying. Christian renewal is centered around this very theme. Something must cease in order for something to begin. Something must cease in order for something to begin. In baptism, we die to sin in order to be raised in new life with Christ. It is said that when theologian and Nazi resistor Dietrich Bonhoeffer was led to his death, he said to one of the prison guards this: "For some, this is the end, but for me, it is the beginning." Regrettably, Bonhoeffer exhibited the ultimate faith in God's renewal. His Christian truth was true to the very end of his life. The end of his life meant the new beginning of the next life with God. Bonhoeffer expressed the truth of Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. You were buried with him, Jesus, in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith and in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Jesus expressed this very truth when he had a discussion with Nicodemus in John chapter 3, where he told his elder that he must be born from above by water and the Spirit. To Nicodemus's shock, a son of Israel, he had already obtained his salvation. Jesus showed Nicodemus the redemption. Renewal requires that we lay down, put at the feet of God, ask for forgiveness, and allow God to transform us, to renew us. As Titus 3:5 reads, He, Jesus Christ, saved us not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Christian baptism may be a one-time event, but the truth or essence of its reality is a daily reality. We are renewed as the Lord's Prayer prays each day for our daily bread from God. That daily bread evokes a memory when God provided actual manna or bread for God's people during the Exodus each day in the wilderness. They depended on God renewing their sources of sustenance. And there were no leftovers. As a matter of fact, they were only allowed to eat the new daily bread. Our faith and lives should be full of that baptismal renewal each day, month, and year. Jesus Christ renewed and changed God's people. His death changed our salvation. Peter changed the church, as we read in Acts. Paul changed Gentiles into Christians. For 2,000 years, renewal and change has been a part of our faith. So the question is for us, why is it that we have such a hard time with change and renewal? Late in Dante's epic poem, The Divine Comedy, Dante stands in the earthly paradise and is told to wash in two streams found there. The first stream is the stream of forgetfulness, where one's wrongdoing and sins are simply washed away and are cleaned. Dante is then led to a second river whose waters are strengthened by the memory of all the good in one's life. Dante's quest illustrates the renewal that takes place in all of our lives. Redemption requires us to tend to our wounds, the things that we have done and the things others have done to us. Wounds of pain that keep us in the past, unable to see the redeeming that is next to us, waiting for us to carry us into a new future. The leaving behind is what is essential to accept what is in front of us. When we allow God to renew our pain and our struggles, we experience what 2 Corinthians 4:16 tells us. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 tells us, You have clothed yourselves with a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. Notice how the word there is being renewed. Our knowledge according to God should be renewed over and over. Many of you know that I give the same benediction each time I preach. And the reason why I give that same benediction, that same one over and over, is because I believe we need a constant reminder of the critical love of God when I say at the end, by the love of God fully revealed in the face of Jesus Christ, you and I are being redeemed. Redemption is needed every day. The redemption of baptism that we receive, whether as infants or adults, is the beginning of our life and renewal, to be redeemed each day by God's word, by worship, by service, by loving our neighbor. We do this so that inwardly and outwardly we may be redeemed by God over and over, so that we can experience new life with Christ.